You've reached the right place. A destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music.
Hi, my name is Andy Stokes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
I close my eyes, so that some won't come in. Black out the noise, but the voices within
to tell you that.
You can't hide, you can't hide,
This is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. This is Professor T. Love coming right back at you after the new year, giving you some bona fide soul, which is a mix with Zane featuring Teddy Pendergrass being remixed by Grandmaster Flash. You Can't Hide From Yourself. And this was a song that was on The Get Down. As you know, if you have Netflix, The Get Down was about the beginnings of hip-hop music. And, you know, just something to get you a little retro mixed in with the 2017. We got the mix between the 70s and the 2000s, baby. You Can't Hide. And you know what? Talking about You Can't Hide, you know, this week has been a week of surprises, and a lot of things that were hidden are now no longer hidden. And it has been discovered that BuzzFeed published documents this Tuesday containing unverified information from an alleged former British intelligence agent on deep ties between the Russian government and President-elect Donald Trump. This thing is causing a firestorm. And also, intelligence people have said that they presented Trump with claims of Russian efforts to compromise him. So you know what? My thing is this. If this was going on and they've been monitoring him for 5 years and they feel that there has been some collusion, why did they allow the election to continue that way? Something to think about. Well, as you know, Donald Trump will be president, inaugurated as president on January 21st. But you know what's going on that same day? I believe it's going to be a women's million woman march right there in Washington, D.C., going on at the same time. And you know what? With this type of administration, women have to fight for their rights. Coming up here on A Bowl of Soul, we're going to talk about women's love rights. Giving it to you here from Miss Laura Lee, here on A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
Hey, hear me, girls. Oh, stand up to all the women liberators and men sympathizers. I thank you for our Lord Lee. I'm starting a new movement today for women's love rights. Stand up.
Show gone. Stand.
from 1971, talking about stand up for your rights, your women love rights. And like I said, on January 21st, women from all over will descend on the lawn, on the mall, near the Washington Monument to talk about and make sure it's put on the forefront about human rights, women's rights. It's about the way women, 50% of our nation's population, gets less pay, less representation in elected office and in corporate corner offices, less access to health care, less safety, less respect that the other 49% of our, that then the other 49% of our deeply divided nation. And women will descend on the Washington Mall on January 21st, and make sure you connect with your lady friends, connect with your friends to find out there are buses that will be leaving to go down to Washington, D.C. that day. Many people up in the Co-op City area will be gathering, getting on buses to go down. There are going to be buses loading from everywhere, I believe everywhere in New York City, to go down and make sure that we stand up for women's rights. Here on A Bowl of Soul, there's a lot of confusion going on behind this Trump presidency already, and he hasn't even been inaugurated. But you know, it just makes you think, and you need to think about it. And on A Bowl of Soul, we're going to think about this presidency. Here is Think by Miss Lynn Collins here on A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, fellas, I'm talking to you, you and you too. Do you guys know who I'm talking to? Those of you who go out and stay out all night and have the next day, expect us to be home when you get there. But let me tell you something, the sisters are not going for that no more. Because we realize two things, that you aren't doing anything for us, that we can better do by ourselves. So from now on, we're going to use what we got to get what we want. So, you'd better think. Think. There was a time when we had respect. That's the thing I never will forget. Now, baby, I got a life to live and a whole lot of love that I want to give. Yeah. But before I give it up, I got to think. Think. What the future holds for me.
Just been living sometimes.
know what? We need to think about a lot of things. And a lot of things have been coming up. And as you know, that they had Senate confirmation hearings for Trump's selection for Attorney General of the United States, Mr. Jeff Sessions. And Mr. Jeff Sessions has had a track record for being a racist. He is from the state of Alabama. He is a junior senator. He's very popular in his home of Alabama, but he is also against immigration. And, you know, basically, he says his claims is what we need now is immigration moderation, slowing the pace of new arrivals so that wages can rise, welfare rolls can shrink, and the forces of assimilation can knit us all more closely together. He's a military hawk, and he is a climate change skeptic. And if you think about it, how can you be a climate change skeptic when we've been having this wild and crazy weather in the United States already in the beginning of the year? You have in Northern California where they're having severe amounts of rain and then snow, freezing, frigid temperatures in the Midwest, some places experiencing hot temperatures. Today, of course, when I look and I saw the temperature for New York City, a couple of days it's been pretty warm, and then the next couple of days it drops down to about 20 degrees. So I don't think you can be a climate change skeptic if our United States is witnessing the effects of climate change with this wild weather. Well, you know what? Here on A Bowl of Soul, what I see a lot with Trump's presidency and him getting elected and his behavior, he is the type that he wants to make you pay back, and you're going to pay him back big time. Here on A Bowl of Soul, the big, big payback from Mr. James Brown. Here on A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
We got to pay back. Revenge. I'm mad. Got to get back. I need some get back. Payback. Payback. That's it. Payback. Again. I'm mad. To get down with my girlfriend. That ain't right. Payback. Hey! Let me hit him!
gotta deal with it. Gotta deal with it. Gotta deal with it. Hey, let me tell you, get down with my woman. That ain't right. You holler and cuss, you wanna fight. Look at him. Don't do me no done favor. I don't know karate, but I know crazer.
Yes, we do.
Hey, get running. That's the fight, girl. Get ready, you mother, for the big payback.
Payback coming up. Slick from the Mac, Mr. Willie Punch, here on A Bowl of Soul.
Talking about Slick. Yeah, 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 yeah.
keys full of tricks. Be your friend or
hey, baby, what's that?
It all depends on how much it's gonna get from you.
Hey, baby, let me hold something. I know you got it.
Yeah. Gotta cop some blow. Oh, no, no, no.
Hey, man, but you know what?
Folks, I know I can't get over this stuff.
That's Slick from the 1973 movie called The Mac. Mr. Willie Hutch doing Slick. And you know, we've been seeing some really slick stuff going on during the election. Slick stuff happening to Bernie Sanders here in New York City. Slick stuff happening to Hillary Clinton, where the FBI director, how he handled the probe of Hillary Clinton's email practices during the election, which really, I believe, also caused her to lose the election. And now the Justice Department Inspector General will review broad allegations of Slick, or what you may call misconduct, involving FBI Director James B. Comey and how he handled the probe of Hillary Clinton's email practices. This investigation will be wide-ranging, encompassing James Comey's various letters and public statements on the matter and whether FBI or other Justice Department employees leaked non-public information, according to the Inspector General. I find that kind of interesting that during the election, and I don't know if it's because she's a woman or the intelligence community is trying to attack the Clintons, but I find it kind of interesting that no other president has ever had where the Justice Department, or the FBI rather, all of a sudden during the election wants to investigate some impropriety, knowing that that could possibly affect the outcome of the election. You know what else is slick is these allegations that are coming from intelligence stating or saying that Donald Trump knew of very important information from the Kremlin and knew that they somehow had some influence on the election. That's why I feel it's slick. All of this is coming off as slick here on A Bowl of Soul. But you know what? You need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
Here on A Bowl of Soul, Miss Betty Harris, talking about you're a mean man. And you know, Donald Trump has said some very mean things to women. You know, he said to Megyn Kelly that Megyn Kelly had blood coming out of her wherever. You know, and let me tell you, with Trump, you know, you know, it just, the hits just keep on coming, like they say, you know. On Top 40 Radio, the hits just keep on coming, you know. And he said that Meryl Streep, that she was overrated. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, it's really something. This guy can come out and say some very negative things. He said that no one could possibly vote for Carly Fiorina because of her face. That's derogatory. He said that Hillary Clinton was disgusting for going to the bathroom, really, and that she got schlonged by Obama in the 2008 campaign. He said women who get abortions should be punished. You know, I mean, this mess just continues to go on and on, that the only card Hillary Clinton has is the woman card, you know. You know, this guy continued that a Muslim woman, Ghazala Khan, probably isn't allowed to speak because her husband was speaking during the Democratic convention, that he expect his daughter to just quit if she was harassed at work, you know, and that Hillary Clinton's brain doesn't work. It just keeps on coming. Well, you know what? One thing about, you know, Trump, he's a money man. Everything around him revolves around money. But you know what? Money never build a mountain. Here on A Bowl of Soul, Mr. Ronnie Davis talking about money never build a mountain. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
the mountains, the rivers, and the sea? Who made the sunshine, the flowers on the trees? Who made just four people and called them you and me? Yeah, who worked such a miracle? I know who worked such a miracle. Who hears the music and listens when we play? Who makes tomorrow and worn out yesterday? Yeah. Where is this world going? Tell me who will lead the way? Yeah. Who works such a miracle? I know who works such a miracle. Money never build no mountain, children help yourself believe. Money never build no sunshine, they were all built by the master. Money never build no mountain, children help yourself believe. Money never build no sunshine, they were all built by the master. Ooh, here's the music. And listen when we play. Who makes tomorrow and worn out yesterday? Where is this world going? Tell me who will lead the way. Yeah. Who works such a miracle? Money never build no mountain, children help yourself believe. Money never built no sunshine, they were all built by the master. Money never built no mountain, children help yourself believe. Money never built no sunshine, they were all built by the master. Ooh, here's the music and listen when we play, yeah. Got to believe me, oh yeah. You got to believe me. You believe me, yeah.
Here on A Bowl of Soul from 1973, Ronnie Davis and the Tenors talking about Money Never Build a Mountain, produced by Mr. Bunny Lee. Coming up here on A Bowl of Soul, we are also celebrating the departure of Mr. Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, exiting after 8 years of serving the country as president and first lady. And here's a song that was produced to celebrate them, an African man who is also American, celebrate their family, and just celebrate his legacy and celebrating him being the first black president ever in the United States of America. Here on A Bowl of Soul from Marlon Nichols, talking about Africano Americano, new music here on A Bowl of Soul.
Just a joy, dancing in the streets for you.
celebrating President Barack Obama. This song was sent by Mr. Marlon Nichols, celebrating our outgoing president, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, and First Lady Michelle Obama. And we celebrate them and we thank them for serving our country for 8 years and representing our country with dignity and without scandal. Here on A Bowl of Soul, you know, when you got a lot of gossip and scandal and drama, that stuff can make you sick. Here on A Bowl of Soul, Otis Redding singing, "I'm Sick, Y'all." And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is John Kerry. And if you love old school music and new R&B, you pick the best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Talking about I'm sick, y'all. We keep hearing all that bad news, and that's all we've been hearing in the new year so far. It's only been really 12 days into the new year, 13 days into the new year, and we've been hearing all this bad news. That's called I'm Sick, Y'all, from 1966, Mr. Otis Redding. And coming up next, we're going to give you a soul vibration, because that's what we need. We need a soul vibration to liberate and break the junk that's in the atmosphere. Here on A Bowl of Soul, giving you some Cool in the Gang from 1972, talking about soul vibrations.
This is a soul vibration. Yeah!
Hey,
Vibration to break the atmosphere, you know, something to lighten things up, man, because there's so much going on. And, you know, I'm going to leave you with Must Be a Solution, Maybe It's a Revolution by the Righteous Flames. But, you know, you can catch up with A Bowl of Soul by following A Bowl of Soul at A Bowl of Soul on Twitter. Make sure you like my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Also, you can check out A Bowl of Soul in the archives here on www.prn.fm. Just go and look for the archives for A Bowl of Soul. Also, A Bowl of Soul is now on iHeartRadio. Just look for podcasts and look for A Bowl of Soul. And definitely, you can hit me up on Gmail at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. I'm going to leave you with the Righteous Flames talking about there must be a solution. And as you know, there has to be some solution. We have to come to some conclusion, because once this presidency starts rolling in, there's going to be a lot of questions and there may not be any answers, but there will be some answers. In fact, there may be something else going on that we don't know about in the general public, but there will be a solution. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Sure, you have a great, great weekend. On Monday, we celebrate the birth of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And you know Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. stood for justice, and we all must stand for justice. You have a great weekend, and you are listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.